K99.
Hey, this is Kiefer. How are you?
Hey, Kiefer. It's Nancy and Fry Guy. What's up?
Rolling down the road.
Nice.
Now is baby Cooper with you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's in his bunk right now, asleep still. He's still sleeping. That tells you how good of a baby he is.
Wow.
He's sleeping in this morning, then.
Yeah. It was kind of a rough road last night, so he's catching some extra.
Nothing wrong with that. How's it been going with him? All right.
Oh, it's been great. I'll tell you, it's been quite an adjustment, but it's kind of weird that we haven't done this until now. It's the greatest thing, and I just can't explain how much fun it is being a parent. Me and Sean are just kind of infatuated with the little guy.
I'm sure that's awesome. A big congrats from us. So,
thank you.
So, Kiefer, is he going to be into motorcycles as you are? I mean, we're going to have a little baby motorcycle eventually?
Well, you know, I guess we're all going to have to wait and see what he ends up getting into. It's weird. I was raised a certain way, and I had a very good childhood and had great parents that raised me very well. But I'll probably do a few things different. You know, I'm not going to shield him from everything. I'm going to shield him from everything. I think just being who I am now, Sean and I have always been dreamers, and I'm sure we'll encourage whatever he really wants to go into, you know, as long as we know that he wants to do it with all of his heart and soul, you know, so I'm anxious to see what he's into. You know, he may cure cancer. Who knows what what he wants to do. We'll just have to wait and see it. It's a really neat thing to wait and see him develop, that's for sure.
But you kind of hope he likes motorcycles like you do,
just
right?
Just a little bit, right?
Well, you know, it might be cool if he likes a few things his old man does.
When's he going to get his first ride?
Well, yeah, that's going to be a different story. You're going to have to ask Sean that question.
Exactly, right? Yep.
Shauna's not riding anymore. She gave it up and gave me her Harley. So, I don't know. It's going to be a while before she ever, you know, she's a typical super overprotective mom and I love it, you know, but she kind of gave it up gladly.
That's great. Well, congratulations. And not only that, you guys got, you make it look so good out. And
we love it.
Yes. Fantastic sounding song.
You know, I tell you, it's such a wonderful feeling when it's such a consistent kind of feedback you get on the song. And, you know, being off the road, kind of taking off 6-7 months, which we desperately needed, at some point you just have to go, hey, listen, we need a break, you know, let the chips fall where they may, but we've got to have a break for us, you know, and it was a really great break for us to be able to get back to the creative side of who we are and kind of get back into why we got to it in the first place and just kind of rediscover yourself, you know. You can really lose yourself seeing the other things that are working and whatever else. And you just really have to be yourself, you know. And I think everybody's guilty of that. And I think this break really did what it did for us was just allowed us to go, hey, you know, we're Thompson Square. We're the only American couple out there doing this. Let's be that, you know. And we always have been that way. But you see shiny things every once in a while. Like, oh, that we like so much. We like so many different things, and we like so many different kinds of music. So I mean, if we really did the music, the album that we wanted to, it would sound like that we were schizophrenic.
Nice, that's great.
You know, it'd just be all over the map. But you know. This song came across our desk, and we did. We just, it was one of those kiss me or not moments where we listened to it the first time. We're just like, oh my gosh, this is a hit, you know. And at least we think it should be, and you know, it's just so far it's reading that way, and we're very blessed to be able to get it. You know, this is one of the songs we didn't write, but I tell you, it's down at Thompson Square, and you know, I just we call the writers. And they're like, well, we had you in mind when, you know, after we wrote the song. We're like, we got this is a Thompson Square song, and they couldn't have been more right. It just really fits us, and it's a brilliantly written song. We love it.
Well, we love how it sounds.
Absolutely.
I mean, first time we heard it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And we're super excited that you guys are coming in to town at the end of August with Christian Bush and Love and Theft for the Goodwill concert. That's
yes.
a big deal for us.
Yeah, it's a real big deal. It's a great thing for a bunch of the veterans around here and all that sort of thing as well. And you guys are doing a great thing.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, hopefully it won't. Hopefully it'll start cooling off by then. So we're in Florida right now, and this rain about to die out there. So it's now we're looking forward to it. You know, it's gonna be fun.
It'll be nice to have you guys back here.
Yeah, you know, we've become pretty good friends with Christian and written some songs with him and stuff. And I love doing shows with that guy. You know, he's great. He does shows with Love and Theft as well. Those guys are great as well. And we went down to Mexico and got in a bunch of trouble with him a couple years back.
Good.
Yeah, they're kind of crazy, but in a good way. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We'll have a good time.
The last time we got to see you guys, we actually met up on your bus and sat down with you guys. And you're saying you're saying you couldn't even get into your house at that point in time.
That's okay now, right?
We rebuilt that place, and we're still not there.
Oh,
because you're always on the road. We still haven't really got there, but it's all been fixed and. Insurance company, they paid everything, and then they immediately dropped it. So we're good there, and the house is fine, and we're ready to get kind of back in there, you know. But that was kind of a terrible thing to have your house flood.
Oh yeah,
we were out of it for a year, you know, and it was Shauna's kind of dream house, you know, so we weren't even in there just for a couple of years, and. Really hadn't spent too much time in there at all, you know, because you travel so much, but that's how it is. And then it floods. You're like, are you kidding me? You know, it's like one thing after the other. So we try to keep smiling, that's all.
Well, glad everything, you know, for the most part worked out on that end, and at least you can get back in there now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kiefer, we look forward to seeing you and Shauna and, of course, little baby Cooper.
Absolutely.
Coming up next month.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. He'll be with us.
We'll make sure to keep him away from Fry because he might teach him some bad habits.
Man, he's got me to deal with too. So I was pretty good at bad, you know.
Yeah, you were. Well, thanks a lot, Kiefer.
Hey, thanks for your time. Good to talk to you.
Say hey to Shauna for us, okay?
All right, have a good morning.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.